You know, salam also is a dua. So when I say salam, and when you reply to me, you are doing dua for me also. And I need your duas, right? Month of Ramadan, we need each other duas. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We continue with our discussion on Surat Rahman. I chose this surah because it's a popular surah. In the first lecture, I said that, alhamdulillah, the community has now matured. It no longer recites, not only Surat Yasin in all the occasions, so especially during the weddings, we recite Surah Rahman because it talks about so many ni'mat. But besides that, also it is Arus al Quran, right? As the hadith says, Likulli Shayin Arus, Arus al Quran al Rahman. No? So it is the bride of the Quran. No? Today is my 10th and the last lecture in this session. Unfortunately, we could not complete the surah because I thought that certain themes needed to be discussed in detail. And in the past, I used to have sessions for 15 days, but now they've cut down to 10. But inshallah, when we get opportunity sometimes during Thursdays, we'll try to cover other things. So we have reached now verses number 43 onwards. I'll try to go out to 60 if possible, inshallah, within the time. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. هذه جهنم التي يكذب بها المجرمون يطوفون بينها وبين حميم آن فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العلي العظيم صلوات. As I was reciting these verses, it reminded me of my days in the Hawza, in the class. You know, we always started our class with the recitation of the Quran. So the teacher would ask us, okay, just open the Quran and read few verses. So if the student is going to open the Quran, and if the first verse is about Jahannam, he would say, no, change them. Don't start the ayat of Jahannam. But today I had no choice, right? That because we are continuing from the day before yesterday, and we have reached this ayat, so my apologies, no. We start saying, Hadihi Jahannam. This is the Jahannam, this is the hell. Allati yukadhibu bihal mujrimun. This is the Jahannam about which the guilty and the sinners were denying, because there are people who do not believe in Jannat and Jahannam. In fact, you'll be surprised, some of the Muslims also. Some Muslims believe that Jannat and Jahannam is not a reality. It is just some kind of state in human being. For example, when you feel depressed, when you feel, for example, do something wrong and you feel guilty, that itself is a Jahannam. That is not the case. As far as we are concerned, based on Quran and Hadith and teachings of the ulama, and Sabiqun, the great scholars, Jahannam is a reality. You know? As when a person is dies, just now we had the Mazah Mayyat, we say, no, well, Jannat Hakkun, wal Nar Hakkun. No. We tell in the Talqeen, the Jannat is a reality, is a truth. Wal Nar also is a reality, is a truth, right? So, هذه جنّم التي يكذبه بها المجرمون. Now the guilty will be already near the Jahannam, or they'll just see the Jahannam. And they'll be told, but the fact that this pronoun is there, you know, we say hadhi, pointing there, that this is the Jahannam which you guilty people you to deny, right? Yatufu bainaha bain hamimin an. This ayat is really scary, right? When I say Allah says that they should circuit between it and boiling hot water. Now, Hamim in An is the hottest water, the highest degree you can think of. You know, although, for example, you know, 100 degrees, the maximum water can reach, but that's not the case, right? This is something beyond even any kind of imagination. Interestingly, that although Allah talks about Jahannam and the punishment of Jahannam, but even then He says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the Lord's bounties will you both deny, right? In other words, it is quite a matter of reflection. This is just my reflection. I'm telling you that Allah is talking about Jahannam and the punishment of Jahannam. It's no longer a bounty. It's no longer, you know, for example, ni'mat of Allah or Allah of Allah. But it has been discussed because Allah is addressing the Muslim and the jinn. The jinn and the ins is being addressed here and says that all the ni'mat. And those who deny, because people who deny this thing, they'll be punished and they are guilty. So guilty are the ones who are being warned. Perhaps by reading these verses, you know, for example, you and I, let's say, God forbid, I'm a sinner, right? And I had doubt about Jahannam. Or I sometimes think that, no, maybe this is a story that Molana says, maybe it's not reality. God forbid if this kind of thought is there in my mind, right? And when I read the Quran and I come across this verse, and suddenly it helps me to change my perspective. It helps me to change my mind, know that no, that's not the case. Actually, it's a reality because Quran is discussing again and again, and the way it puts the description is a reality. So it changes my mind, right? So these verses, you can see, brings about that, of course, once it changes my mind, then I will no longer be a guilty al-mujrim, right? Inshallah, I will reform myself. So it said that is a ni'mat, no? That these verses of Quran are there to warn us about punishment, which bring about changes. And this is also important because sometimes we often get this kind of complaint from the parents that our children no longer say namaz. Or they only say namaz when we try to, you know, or remind them or force upon them. What do we do? Now, some of the things, of course, this is a long answer, but one of the things you can use is open the Quran because and let them know that, see what Quran talks about Jahannam. How much, you know, it talks in a way, it is so vivid, it's a reality, right? So this is a Jahannam, allati yukadzibu biha al-mujrimun, which the guilty used to deny. Yatufu bainaha wa baina hamimin an. No, you will find they shall circuit between this Jahannam and the boiling water. Why Yatufu? Because it is said in the tafsir that a person will be, because of fire, because of hot, because of heat which is there, they'll feel thirsty, so much thirst, right? So either they'll be given a boiling water or they'll be, or boiling water will be splashed over them. So you can see it's like as if they are just surrounded and by this, between this hot water. They are circuiting between this hot water. There's a similar verse again in the Quran. As we said, there are a number of verses, right? In another place, Allah says, this surah number 32. This is the first surah in which sajda is wajib. Remember, in one of the questions I had asked, there are four surahs in which sajda is wajib. Surah number 32, 41, 53, and 96, right? So in this ayah, surah number 32, ayah number 20, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا فَمَعْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ ذُوكُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. Very powerful verse. And see the way it draws the picture. It's so vivid, right? It says, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا, those who are fasik, not fasikin, those who bring about corruption, right? فَسَقُوا فَمَعْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ, their abode is the fire. The resting place, the eventual place is fire. فَمَعْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا. Because of the heat and because of the torture, they would try to come out of it. So every time they would wish to come out of it, أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا, they'll be forced into it again. No, they just cannot go out of it. They'll try so much to come out of it. أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا, they'll be just returned to it. وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ ذُوكُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. No, go inside and taste the punishment of the fire. Dhuk, no, dhak is to test. Dhuk adhab al-nari alladhi kuntum bihi tukadzibun, which you used to always deny and no reject and disagree. Now test it. Do you see how Quran draws the picture of Jahannam and its reality, that how people are going to feel? And this is the whole idea that when we say, and I've said this a number of times, and I'm sure, so sorry to repeat, but it's very important, that Quran and Majid, yes, we recite, there is reward, and especially in Ramadan, but let us understand the meaning of Quran. Let us reflect on the verses of Quran. I also share with you a story regarding, you know, Fuzail, who was a highway robber, that how his life changed just on account of not reflecting on the verses of the Quran. So you can see how powerful it is, right? Hamim means utmost degree of heat. Boiling water will be given to them, that means to the guilty, or it will be splashed upon them. It will be an excruciating chastisement. And that's why you can see they would just like to come out of it. May Allah protect us from Jahannam. No? We go to the next slide. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي جَنَّتَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Mu'mineen, the beauty of the Quran, every time I read, did you see one thing? Did you notice? You know, and I can see, Dr. Kimji also here, no, you can see that the previous verse was talking about Jahannam and the punishment of Jahannam, right? People who believe in these things, people who have faith in what Quran says and everything what Quran says, they have faith, when they read certain verses, they are so scared, right, that they feel, the believer feel the heat of Jahannam. That is the kind of faith, iman they have, right? But see the beauty of the Quran, that immediately after that, Allah talks about Jannat, you see? So there is, the Quran has psychology, human psychology. It's not always negativity. There are verses which scare us, there are verses which warn us, there are verses, for example, which makes us think about it. But suddenly, Allah also brings this good news, right? That good tidings, glad tidings, to just balance that kind of feeling. So you can see, immediately next verse says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. The one who stands in awe, the one who has a fear about his Lord, right? Jannatan, not only that, there are two jannat. Jannatan, there's a discussion in Tafasir, as I was going through a number of Tafasir, everybody interprets Jannatan with their own way, that what are these two jannat? We'll come to it, right? But you can see, immediately after Jahannam and the punishment of Jahannam, Allah says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ خَوْف, what is khawf? Right? Khawf is just fear, right? So the one who has the fear about the awe of Allah, maqam Rabbi, that means Allah is Lord, Almighty, right? He is the Creator. He is so kind and merciful, right? And He is the one whom I disobey. Remember, last lecture I told you that Bahadur said that if you would like to disobey Allah, come out of His sovereignty. No, try to disobey Allah when He cannot see you. Try to disobey Allah when you don't hit His risk. And they said, we can't do these things. What kind of suggestion is this? So Bahadur said, if you cannot do these things, then why disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So, wali man khafa maqam Rabbi, just remembering that how Allah is great, no? If you have that kind of whole fear, jannatan, for ayya ahla rabbika antal zaman. So you can see two guidance point to variety of blissful life for the righteous in line with true faith and good deeds. So Arapuya says that jannatan is mentioned because a believer has two challenges. No, they have belief, that means the fact that they have to always try to keep the iman salamat, no, and also they do good deeds. Quran al-Majid, I think about 80 places, mentions وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who believe and perform good deeds. So good deeds has to go with faith, and faith has to go with good deeds. Faith alone is not enough. Oh, I'm a Shia, so I'll go to Jannat. No, without deeds. And no, I'm not a believer, but I'm going to perform good deeds, I'm going to do charity. Even that is not enough, right? So Arapuya says that the blissful life for the righteous in line with true faith and good deeds, right? One for fearing God, another for abandoning lust. Ibn Ajiba, another Mufassir, says that he has two jannat on account of fear of Allah, and the second is to abandon the lustful things, right? That is his interpretation. Ibn Ajiba also says, or one could be a spiritual jannat, another could be a physical jannat. So you can see this Mufassirun are struggling and just trying to understand just the word jannatan, that why two jannat, right? Again, you can see, compare this with ayat number 40, 41, right? Allah says, أَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَعَوَىٰ. Now, as for the one who fears the standing before his Lord and forbids the soul from its hawa, caprice, no? Then truly the garden is refuge. That means hawa, the soul, the nafs is the one which is trying to take us from, you know, wrong things. So when you stay away from that is hawa, right? That is also, the person has a jannat because of that. Jannat is his resting place, right? The Prophet advised Imam Ali Islam says that show several things lead to this deliverance. One of them, which is fear of God, inwardly and outwardly. If you want salvation, if you want najat, if you want deliverance from fire, then Prophet says to Imam Ali that there are several things. One of them is fear Allah inwardly and also outwardly. You know, it's not that, for example, we just fear Allah because, you know, we have to, we have fear, for example, that there is a fear of Jahannam, or people will, for example, telling us not to do it. There should be internal and external. No, there should be fear of Allah both the way. One who stands in awe of his Lord is one who thinks of committing a sin, then remembers God and abandons out of fear. Mujahid is one of the earliest Mufassirin. This is a good explanation. I like this thing. Now he says that you come to a sin, across a sin, especially nowadays, as you know, we are just completing winter, spring, and we are entering summer. Now officially, 21st June is not far, but as you already can see, right? What happens? Once the summer sets in, you find people not dressed properly, right? So what happens? Automatically, Shaitan makes our eyes look at those things and derive lust of it, right? Now, when you look at the thing, the hadith says the first lust is the first look is a mistake, right? But after the first look, the second look is an error of Shaitan. In other words, now the first one was accidental, right? Human being, for example, suddenly goes out and sees, for example, so that you are forgiven. No? But after that, when you look again, then that is an error of Shaitan. So here is it. He says that when a person thinks of committing a sin, that means you think like, let me derive pleasure for this, right? And then you remember, Allah would not like it. Allah would not approve of this. I'm fasting. Even if I'm not fasting, it's haram, right? And you just stay away from that. That is also one of the understanding of maqam, no, khafa maqam rabbi. That means you have the awe, fear of the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe that Allah is watchful. You believe that Allah even is able to realize what your mind is thinking, going through, right? Even internally, externally, Allah is aware of that. And that stops you from committing sins. That is khafa maqam rabbi. And then follow, we go to the next verses. This is the shortest verse besides the first verse, which was just Ar-Rahman. The second shortest verse in this surah is this. Dhawata afnan. But subhanallah. You know, the beauty of the Quran is that those who study the tafsir of Quran, you'll always notice those verses which are short has actually challenged the Mufassirun. Because they know that these are the verses of Allah which are full of wisdom. And what is Allah trying to say in such a short verse, right? For example, all of us know the shortest surah, Al-Kawthar. Inna atayna kal-Kawthar. We have given you Al-Kawthar, O Prophet. Inna atayna ka, ka is referring to Prophet. Al-Kawthar, you'll find the word Al-Kawthar has been discussed in detail by so many Mufassirun. You know, just trying to say, what is Al-Kawthar, right? So in the same way, for example, Dhawat Afnan, what is it? Afnan could mean green branches. You can see even the scholar Mufassir doesn't say it means, it could mean. So you can see that himself is struggling, right? Could mean green branches, which denotes branches that bear fruit and leaves providing both shade and nourishment. Afnan could also be read as the plural of fanna, which means sort or variety, thus indicating many different kinds of trees and fruits. Do you see? So how only one tafsir is struggling with just trying to understand. This is the beauty of the Quran, right? The trees in paradise might be different in that one, you know, in one single tree might have different branches with different kinds of fruit. This is another tafsir, right? Then the two springs are Tasneem and Salsabil. According to Mir Hamad Ali, he says, they will be clean, clear, and refreshing waters of delicious and pleasing drinks. Now, I don't know how many of you have been to BC. I've stayed there 14 years in British Columbia. One of the things you find in BC is that you get fresh water, really fresh water, very clear water you find. You go to springs there, and as you are just going to the springs, you find you can even see the rocks down there so clearly, right? This is the kind of water they have, right? This is even better than that, we are told. No, Tasneem and Sabil, we are told that it's clean, clear, and refreshing waters, and of delicious and pleasing drinks. These are the namat, right? So, Dhawat Afnan, both abounding in branches. No? Which of the ni'mat of Allah are you both going to deny? That means the jinn and the ins. Fihima aynani tajri'an, in which there are two springs flowing, right? Fabi'ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukazziban. Again, mu'mineen, don't forget, every time this verse comes, it's not for us just to repeat because we memorize it. No, it's Allah is talking to us and asking us, which of the blessings of Allah would you deny? So pause and ask, am I denying any of the name of Allah? Am I the one of that or not? No. We go to the next slide. Fihima min kulli faqihatin zawjan. Fabi'ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukazziban. Muttaki'ina ala furushin bata'inuha min istabrik. Wajanal jannatain dan. فَبِأَيِّ أَهْلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Allah continues discussing about Jannat. Remember I told you point earlier, the psychological point. Allah talked about Jahannam just in two verses. But when it comes to Jannat, you can see the detail He gives, right? The whole idea is what? To attract us, the believers, right? The faithful. that these things are for you and me if we become believers. No, Allah has prepared so much things for the believers, right? So you can see there are so many verses. No, nobody should tell you that Quran is just talk about negativity. And no, you can see, just look at this verse, this surah, right? That we have been discussing about Jannat again and again. And again, next verse is also, we'll see. So Allah says, in both of them will be two kinds of every fruit, right? So which of your Lord's bounties with the two of you deny, right? And then it says, they will be reclining on beds lined with green silk, and the fruit of the two gardens will be near at hand, right? Down is very near, right? For bi ayyi ala rabbikuma tukadhiban. Ibn Abbas says, there shall be not a fruit of this world the like of which would not be in the heavens. You know, because since we have lived in this world, right, people like fruits. One day, when somebody came to me and said, Molana, I have a question. I said, what's the question? He said, I really like chilies. I can't have food without chilies. Now, will chilies be there in Jannat? No, Jannat, marcha hai ki nahi hoi? That's the question they were asking. I said, because you like it, hase, inshallah. Why are you worried, no, if you like that, right? So you can see that there is not a single fruit or vegetable which is there, which is not found in Jannat. Additionally, so delicious, which have never been seen or tasted before, right? So although the like of that are there, sometimes people from Pakistan tell us, Manana, aapne amba khaya hai Pakistan ka? No, they tell us, no, have you really eaten, no, the mango of Pakistan? I said, inshallah, mango of Jannat is better than that, inshallah, no? We don't have at least Taliban there, right? So this is what Mir Ahmad Ali said. All sorts of fruits and in pairs corresponding to various aspects of true faith and good deeds. Again, Arapuya, who said that Jannatan is on account of faith and good deeds, again, he comes back to the same thing. He says, the fact that Allah says that the fruits are of two kinds, Zawjan, he says, no, this is various aspects of, no, on account of faith and good deeds. So he connects this thing, no, pair on account of, no, good deeds and faith, right? Reclining upon beds or couches is said, is an allusion to being content and at peace, right? It's a metaphorical way. This is Fakhruddin Razi who says that, no, this is to be at peace, right? There is another verse, right, which says, therein they recline upon couches, seeing neither sun nor bitter cold. Its shade shall be closed about them, and its cluster shall be made on hang low. What he's trying to say, that no, although there will be sun and cold, but within, like the best spring season, right, there will not be a bitter cold, nor neither a sun. All this kind of, just to show the comfort which will be there in Jannat. Although I could not complete the surah, but alhamdulillah, at least my closing verses are about Jannat. No, at least you can remember that thing as we close the discussion, that no, I did not just live with huge Jahannam ideas. No. And then, in fact, even more interesting, right? See what next verse says. Fihinna qasiratu tarfi lam yatmithunna insun qablahum wala jan fa bi ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukadhiban ka'annahunna al-yakutu wal-marjan. Not only that, now you can see we are ending the discussion about discussing about the huris and maidens, right? In them are maidens of restrained glances, right? Do you see this thing, subhanallah? Something which is found in a woman, you know, haya is part of a woman, right? And Allah discusses this thing. Because sometimes people say that what is wrong? No, you have to tell that no, even those maidens who will be given as a reward to people who are believers, even they, although they are in Jannat, right? There is no question of guna there, but it is an property of a woman, right? It is inherent property that haya should be there. You can see, he says, فَإِنَّ كَسْكَاسَ تَرْفِي لَمْ يَتْمِسْنَا إِنْسُ وَلَا قَبْلُ جَانَ, right? Maidens restrain glances. كَاسِرَاتَ تَرْفِي, that means their glances will be just restrained, right? And then, لَمْ يَتْمِسُنَّا إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. No one would have touched them, nor man, nor the jinn, right? That means they'll be virgin, right? فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاكُوتَ وَالْمَرْجَانِ. Allah still continues discussing about these maidens, right? They'll be like as if they are rubies and corals. So which of the ni'mat of Allah would you two deny, right? There shall be maidens in those palaces in paradise whose restraining their glances solely look at their husbands. No jinni or man has ever touched them. Abu Dhar narrates, no, that the woman in paradise shall say unto her husband, by the glory of my Lord, I find nothing better than you in paradise. praise be to Almighty who married me with you. No? So you can imagine, this is the kind of thing even a woman would say to the men. They are like rubies in terms of rosiness and purity, like coral in terms of whiteness and beauty. The last slide, because that's where rich, and then we'll end. No? This is the beautiful ayat, and I'd like to end with this ayat. Ayat number 60, no? Hal jaza'u al-ihsani illa al-ihsan. Fabi'ayyi a'la'i rabbima tukadhiban. Mu'mineen, a beautiful message of the Quran. This is a universal principle. Hal jaza'u al-ihsani illa al-ihsan. Now, can there be a reward of good other than good? If somebody does good to you, always make sure that you turn good to them. No. It is just not possible that we as a human being, as mu'mineen, as intelligent people, that we try to return something bad. Hal jaza'u al-ihsan illa al-ihsan. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ وَصَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ الطَّاهِرِينَ اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah accept the efforts we have put in trying to understand this surah of Rahman. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq that we are able to spend the remaining days of Ramadan in reading the Quran and understanding the Quran. More important, may Allah give us tawfiq that we are able to put into practice and implement the commands and the forbidden things in the Quran. Rahim Allahu man qara al-Fatiha. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladh-dhallin.